I want to devote this evening's talk to a reflection upon the U.S. holiday of Thanksgiving that is coming up. In a way that is relevant to those who are not of the gringo persuasion, and that is relevant to the nature of the times that we are now in. And it's more than coincidental and appropriate that the talk is being given on November 22nd, the anniversary of the murder most foul of perhaps the last relatively legitimate president of the United States, John F. Kennedy. And most researchers agree that it was a coup d'etat and the end of the republic as it had been constituted until then. And those who were investigating it, of course, the government for the first time came out with the idea that those who were looking into alternatives to the lone gunman theory with the magic bullet to account for this event were considered conspiracy theorists. And that term has proliferated wildly in relation to all the other dastardly deeds that have followed that one. And so, as we ponder this rather ironic holiday of Thanksgiving, at a moment when most U.S. citizens and most citizens of the Western world have lost everything that they used to give thanks for. Many have lost their financial well-being and even their possibilities of regaining it. Many have lost their health. Of course, many have lost their lives. Many have lost their sanity. Many have lost their hope and are living in despair and dismay. And as we approach even darker days when there will be even less to offer thanks for the coming of famine, the coming of the cold winter without heat for very many people in the so-called developed world that is self-destructing and destroying its people in order to reset the rulers upon the throne in a more secure way. As we experience and recognize all of the unfolding events of destruction that are being engineered at so many levels, the holiday becomes hollowed out of all its prior meaning and cannot really be celebrated in any way that approaches that of the past in these conditions of a new subnormal that we are now facing. But more than that, it's important to reflect upon the fact that it is a time of the reaping of the whirlwind for all of those peoples who sowed the wind of imperialism and colonialism, whose prosperity in the first place that they gave thanks for was gained through invasion, theft, genocide, the enslavement of peoples, the rape of Mother Nature, and all of the fraudulent ways in which profit-taking was destroying the unity and the integrity of the social order, even as it was building up on the backs of the impoverished billions in the so-called third world, whose wealth was stolen and their lives cannibalized to serve the minority who sat in their comfort zone and whose time of dominance is now over. And so even those in the U.S. who are the so-called patriots, the Trumpians, etc., who wear those hats, make America great again, are at least admitting that it has lost its greatness. But no culture, no civilization that has lost its greatness ever regains it. It must go through death. And what is reborn will no longer be recognizable under the same terms or contexts of that which died and deserved to die. And so I propose that we no longer consider this day a day of thanksgiving. I think it's important that we create a Reconstitution Day. And that's not referring to the U.S. Constitution. It's not about writing a document that no one would observe anyway. The one that is now supposedly legitimate still is not being followed. So we're not talking about a document. But when we talk about someone's constitution, we mean their real strength, their real physical makeup, their real power of endurance, their real capacity to persevere and to unite and to create coherent structures that serve the good of the whole. So what I am referring to is the need to constitute a new people, not just out of the remnants of those in the U.S. who have awakened to the true nature of their situation, but to humanity in general. A new people must come out of the many. The A Pluribus Unum is a truth that is not limited to those who worship the once almighty dollar. It is the oneness out of the many that always is reborn at a moment of a death of a culture world. And what is born, it will not carry the traces of the sanskaras of the old, but will bring about a birth of a new level of consciousness, a new order, a new attunement to that supreme power who is the source of creation. And without being in alignment with that source, nothing can be created or sustained. And so Mother Nature is now no longer putting up with mistreatment, and the world system will not be reset in accord with the will of the rulers. So it's not only the people, the masses, who are in despair and who are anxious and concerned, but the rulers are recognizing it's not going their way either. It's true that they have managed to herd the sheep into the slaughter pens in large numbers. But some of those sheep have turned into lions and have refused to be turned into the meat, the soylent green of the new system, and are resisting from a spiritual lion-hearted power of deathless courage. And so it's that reconstitution of whatever had been sheep-like in you and in those whom you have influence upon to become lion-hearted and to become more than human, to become what Nietzsche prophesied as the Übermensch, to rise out of that last man level, that Das Mann, common incapacity for coherent thought level of consciousness, into the level of creative intelligence of those who are God conscious, who have attuned to the whole, who have sacrificed the ego in order to become infinite and eternal, and to have the power to contribute to the redreaming of a new world. It's that reconstitution of our nature that is required at this moment if we are to participate not just in the dying, but in the bringing to birth of a new world. And so this is that moment in which either we participate in the reconstitution of our nature and come together as a people united not by history, but by vibrational frequency, by coherence of thought that is the product of the sacrifice of the ego. Everything that is worth achieving happens only through sacrifice. And the only thing left for us to sacrifice is the ego. And it's that last bastion of the old and the habitual and the small and the fearful and the attached and the dependent that has to be let go of. And those who accomplish that sacrifice will find themselves united in a new covenant of wholeness and inspired by the presence of the Supreme Spirit in your heart, guiding you, allowing the wisdom of the Tao to emanate spontaneously as self-arising wisdom that brings about a movement of a holo movement of the morphogenetic field toward a new configuration. One that is attracting to and attractive of the singularity that is the source of both our creation and the forces of destruction, the cleansing, the purification that requires death, and that only through going through that process voluntarily and consciously that we can retain the continuity of consciousness beyond death into the deathless sphere of luminous presence that is timeless, and then reproduce a world that generates infinite beauty and goodness and joy and love and all of the abundance and prosperity that God consciousness alone can provide. But this is only possible to us if we have earned the right to participate in the creation of a new world. And that right is only earned by gaining the throne of self-sovereignty. And that happens only through the mastery of consciousness, through the silencing of the ego mind once and for all, so that it never again disturbs, never again distracts, never again forgets, never takes one away from God consciousness and produces projections and judgments and conflicts and alienations, but remains completely loyal and in unity with the Absolute Self that manifests as the whole. And so those who have gone through the process of mourning, of the grief, of the loss of a world, and the loss of their own country and their own religion that perhaps has been usurped by darker forces than those which it was created to sustain, and all of the institutions that were created to protect and support life that have become murderous and destructive of life because of greed, because of the infiltration of demonic forces that have taken over the world with their agendas of satanic desire and have repressed all that is true and good and beautiful and real within our manifest being. All of that must be allowed to fall away so that the real reemerges from the source in authentic beauty and luminosity. Not something fabricated, not something conceptualized, not something theorized, not something believed in, but the real that overwhelms the ego mind with its power of presence. And this is the holo movement that is happening. It is happening from that place of true power. And our only choice is either to surrender to that, to be absorbed into that, or to be left behind in the wake of the detritus that will be destroyed in the annihilation of the cosmos itself. And so this is our moment to return to the real and to drop the false self that was responsible for our being accomplices to the fall of the human spirit into its own enslavement, and to regain our sovereignty the only way that is possible or allowed by karmic law, which is through sacrifice, through emptying out, through the kenosis of self-crucifixion of the ego, through the harrowing of our own internal hell realm, the killing of our own inner demons, and the freeing of all of the fragments of our consciousness to reunite with the One Light. So, for me, this is the meaning of, the only meaning and the only thing to give thanks for is that we still have that margin of opportunity to give our souls to God while alive and participate in this process of renewal of a creation that had become degraded and rotten and now must perish, so that the pure and the true and the beautiful can be reborn. It requires great courage and perseverance and resistance to the ego's desire to remain alive in its comfort zone, whatever remains of that, and its own paradigm of duality. And we must discard the discourse of duality forever, so that the ego has no ground to stand on within the plane of thought itself. And by accomplishing this internal metamorphosis, we will create a shift in the morphogenetic field that enables all to be inspired and informed as to the requirements of the moment to achieve the same ascension into the absolute plane of the real. And so as we approach the omega point of time, we must precede that with achieving the zero point of consciousness, so that when those two meet, there is no longer any differential between life and death, and there is no disturbance of consciousness when this process reaches its culmination. And the consummation of annihilation and union with God in the absolute bliss of the ultimate realization completely saturates the moment of destruction with a divine light that anesthetizes the pain and suffering of all who do not see that light, but who will be affected by its emanation in the hearts of those who have become united with it. And this is the service of a bodhisattva in the final days. So, I hope that all of us celebrate Thanksgiving as it deserves to be celebrated, so that in the future world that will be reborn as a result of our sacrifice, others will give thanks for what we have done in these final days, for the sake of a future that cannot yet even be imagined, until we have gone through the eye of the needle into the mind of God and become one with that intelligence. We cannot know what future is to be created from that source.